The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPS. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. And secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio to present it. My name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Government charges pit latrine emptying. Oasis Forum accused of being partisan. In international headlines, Benin coup threatened by loyalist troops. And in sports, National Sports Council to regulate national team colours. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation through the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company has announced the introduction of a scheduled pit latrine emptying program set to begin in 2026 in the communities of George, Chawama and Kanyama. Minister Collins Nzovu has described the initiative as a major step forward in improving fecal sludge management in high-density areas, reaffirming government's commitment to providing safe, affordable and sustainable sanitation services. He says the first phase of the program will serve 5,000 lined pit latrines constructed under the Lusaka Sanitation Program, shifting households from emergency emptying to predictable routine servicing. Mr. Nzovu has stated that households will be able to subscribe for 70 kwacha per month, allowing them to gradually contribute towards scheduled emptying and avoid the high costs associated with urgent last-minute services. The Western Province UPND presidential campaign team has called on Zambians and members of parliament to support Bill 7, describing the recent public debate surrounding the proposed constitutional amendment as evidence of a vibrant democratic environment. Speaking on the matter, Western Province UPND presidential campaign team media coordinator Spooky Mulemwa says the political tension and differing opinions on the bill demonstrate the widened democratic space that allows citizens to freely express their views regardless of political or religious affiliation. Mr. Mulemwa has, however, expressed concern over what he termed as deliberate misinformation by opponents of the bill. He says some individuals have falsely claimed that the proposed amendments are designed to extend President Hakainde Hichilema's term of office from 5 to 7 years or remove the running mate and 50+1 electoral threshold. He has clarified that such claims are unfounded, stating that the 13 clauses earmarked for amendments are non-contentious and aimed at strengthening inclusive governance.
It's a known fact that the 13 clauses to be amended in Bill 7 are all non-contentious, as the clauses only speak to the aspirations of the Zambian people, in that once enacted, it will through affirmative action allow participation of people living with disabilities, the youth who are the future leaders of tomorrow, and women in legislative processes which has never happened before in this country. More so, amending the constitution also paves way for delimitation, which is a constitutional requirement in Articles 58, subsection 6 and 59 of the laws of Zambia. In a rural setup like Western Province, which is one of the least developed provinces in the country, delimitation exercise is very critical, as more constituencies will be created, resulting in more resources through CDF for development in the communities.
A consortium of civil society organizations under the Oasis Forum has come under criticism from government officials who allege that the group has departed from its traditional stance of neutrality and is now aligning itself with partisan political interests. The Oasis Forum, comprising the Law Association of Zambia Laws, the Non-Governmental Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, ZCCB, and the Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, has been accused of pushing for what government officials describe as regime change. Reacting to recent statements from the forum, Presidential Political Advisor Levi Ngoma says government now considers the consortium a political opponent. He says supporters of the position argue that the forum did not approach recent dialogue efforts at State House with an open mind, alleging that its engagements on national matters are based on preconceived positions. Critics claim that the forum is intent on causing instability and accuse its member organizations, particularly the church groups within the consortium, of opposing government reforms for political gain. Now, the Alliance Against Corruption has expressed concern over findings by the Human Rights Commission indicating widespread unlawful detention of suspects by law enforcement agencies across the country. According to the Commission report, many detainees are being held for prolonged periods without being granted police bond, often due to unrealistic bond conditions or delays in court procedures. The Alliance Against Corruption Executive Director, Noel Chisebe, has condemned the continued human rights violation, describing the situation as unacceptable and contrary to the rule of law. History says that officers in charge at police stations and posts must be held accountable for ensuring that detainees' rights are protected and all legal procedures are followed.
Unlawful detention of reviewed cases involved illegal detention, children's rights violations, cases involved minors with unlawful detained beyond the 48-hour limit. We are deeply concerned about the widespread unlawful detention and human rights violations reported across the country by the Human Rights Commission. We strongly condemn these actions and call for immediate accountability measures. The police station and police post officers in charge must be held responsible for ensuring that detainees' rights are respected and that procedures are followed. We call for immediate release all unlawfully detained individuals, especially minors.
The Office of the Permanent Secretary for Luapula Province has dispelled misleading and alarming statements circulating in the media and on social media platforms alleging that bodies have been decomposing at Mansa General Hospital due to load shedding. Luapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinamakangwa says these claims are false, unfounded, and do not reflect the true operational status of the hospital's power supply or mortuary facilities. Mrs. Kangwa clarified that Mansa General Hospital is not subject to load shedding. She says the hospital remains on uninterrupted power as a matter of national health policy, and in the rare event of unexpected supply disruption, the facility is equipped with a highly efficient automatic power backup system that activates within microseconds.
We have 14 bodies in the mortuary, two of which unclaimed bodies that have been there. We wait for further instructions from the relevant institutions. And I can just assure the nation that no such a thing as decomposing bodies are at Mansa General Hospital. We have a steady power supply. And not only that, I think for us as Luapula, load shedding, I mean, the issues of load shedding is going to be a thing of the past, because our solar power plant in Mavumba there is almost complete, it's at 95% complete. There is nothing to worry about. We are safe, the hospital is safe, and operating as it should be.
Now, a citizen has expressed concern on government's approach on artisanal miners in the country. Mr. Bernard Mwamba of Lusaka has questioned why the government is not working with Zambians and empowering them to mine properly so that money remains in the country. He has no